Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
Okay, Romans 12:1. Now look at what I'm saying here. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, we studied that this morning, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and what? So in order to be acceptable, I have to do what? Well, and what does it say? God, that you might present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and you have to present your bodies. Right. Now, look at English. Now, remember, this is written in English. It says the verb is present your body. Right. And then the adjectives or the adverbs are as a living sacrifice, as holy, as acceptable. But the verb is present your bodies. So therefore, you have to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. That's holy and acceptable. Now, if it's not acceptable to God because you did not present your body, then what? You're not acceptable. Oh, no. But I could just get born again and that's enough. Yeah, if you die tomorrow, that's enough. If you die today, if you die before you no longer believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, that's enough. Believing in your heart, there's an action that goes along with believing, just like there's always action with faith. You believe in your heart, it's not something you say with your mouth. Sure, you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, but believing in your heart is not saying with your mouth. Because everything you say with your mouth, you don't believe in your heart. Did you know that? I'm a giraffe. You think I believe it? You think I believe I'm a giraffe? I said it with my mouth. I'm a Christian. I said it with my mouth. Do you think I believe it? You don't know. You don't know. Now, you hope I do if I'm the pastor, but you don't know. You hope I believe it, but you don't know. You see, I mean, you can know a tree by the fruit it bears, but you know what I mean. Just because I say it doesn't make me it. So if I say I believe in with my, if I believe in my heart, it's natural that the actions of a believer should follow. So the things that say brethren, I should be acting those things. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present. If I believe in my heart, I can't judge anybody's mouth because they can say it and I don't know if they believe in their heart or not, but I can begin to look at actions. And I can know a tree by the fruit it's bearing or by the fruit it's not bearing. Now, I know the kind of fruit that the vine is hooked up to the branch will bear, the same fruit that the branch bears. God's anointing supplies a type of life that brings a type of fruit. And what did Jesus say when he used it? He said the Father is the husbandman. And he says any branch that does not bear fruit is cut off and thrown into the fire. Now, he didn't say, he still called him a branch. That was funny. He said any branch, still a branch, but does not bear fruit will be cut off and thrown into a fire. So a person could have been a Christian a while, but they not let the life of God flow through them to the point of ministering it to other people. They could have been a branch, but still end up in the fire. Think about that. Jesus said a lot of things in those few phrases when he gave those illustrations. You can be or have been a branch, but not let the life come through you, a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, not a dead branch, but a living sacrifice. That means the life of God, the Zoe type of life is coming through you, going out to the world. If Jesus did a certain thing and he's supplying the anointing and the power and you decide to grow off of him, you plug into his branch, you should be growing the same fruit. He was getting people born again. He was ministering. He was helping the brokenhearted. He was restoring sight to the blind. He was doing all sorts of things to minister to people. If that life, the same life that's in him is in you, then you should bear the same fruit. And if you're not bearing the same fruit, you risk being cut off and thrown into the fire. Once saved, always saved? I don't think so. You can think it if you want to. It's a nice thought. But I wish it was that way to make it easy. I know I got saved back when I was 15, so I'm gonna go do what I want to do now, because my eternity is secure. That's a part of that lazy man's gospel. Once saved, always saved. You stop and think about it. It takes all the responsibility off you. God puts responsibility on the believer, and anything that takes all the responsibility off the believer, I have to question. I have to question because there's no freedom without responsibility. And God has given you liberty in Christ. There will be responsibility. God has given you freedom, there will be responsibility. God has given you choice, you will be held responsible for your choices. Prove that good and acceptable. If you want to be acceptable to God, then you're going to have to follow that. Now, back to our subject here. John, again, is a man of absolutes. He said a lot of things like, hey, you know, if you love the world, then the love of God's not in you. And some people really do not consider themselves as displaced from this world. The Bible says, reckon yourself as a visitor. Right. For this is not my home. I mean, I'm not here to set up my palace. I'm not here to build a castle. I'm not here to achieve my status. I'm not here for people to respect me. This is not my world. This is not my home. I'm just a person sojourning through. And I'm passing through this world trying to tell as many people as possible and take as many people as possible with me to my world. That's what I want to tell them about. Oh, there's mansions there. I mean, there's something for everybody there. There's no sickness. There's no pain. You want to tell people how good your neighborhood is.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And some people really do not consider themselves as displaced from this world. The Bible says, reckon yourself as a visitor. For this is not my home. I mean, I'm not here to set up my palace. I'm not here to build a castle. I'm not here to achieve my status. I'm not here for people to respect me. This is not my world. This is not my home. I'm just a person sojourning through. And I'm passing through this world trying to tell as many people as possible and take as many people as possible with me to my world. That's what I want to tell them about. Oh, there's mansions there. I mean, there's something for everybody there. There's no sickness. There's no pain. You want to tell people how good your neighborhood is and how wonderful it is. But a lot of people, that's what we should be doing. But a lot of people really just want to tell people how much they got. Well, you know, go tell your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, whoever else that, you know, I'm living over here in Palm Beach now. I'm doing good. I'm making X amount of thousand a year. And you know, I'm glad I got my degree because I can do this and I can do that. That's you setting up your kingdom here. This is not your home. Think of if Jesus came and set his kingdom up here in the sense of in the natural. He wouldn't have done the things he did as one passing through just on a journey. But a lot of times we set up. I mean, I got to set up this. I got to set up that. I got to have this. I got to have that. I got to have all these things in order for to be happy. That's only if your happiness is based on the things in this world. Now, thank God he's got nothing against things. You'll hear me say that over and over, and I'll be saying it till I'm 99 with all my hair. I'll be saying it till then. I'll still be saying it. But I tell you, the Word of God teaches that there is a responsibility to God. But you know what? It's like anything else. If you're responsible financially, you don't run out of money at the end of the month. Because somewhere we weren't responsible. That's why we bought something we did not even possibly make enough money to pay for. That was an irresponsible decision somewhere. If we're responsible, life is easier. If we're responsible, Christianity is easy. Because like I tell you about a lot of things, I know I'm going to be responsible enough to tell the truth if I lie. So that hinders me from lying as much because I don't want to tell the truth and sit there and be embarrassed. But if I know I can just tell another lie and get out of it, I'm not going to be responsible for the first lie. And I'm not going to be responsible for the second one. Therefore, I have no motivation not to lie. Responsibility is a good thing because it goes along with integrity of character and more morality. People don't want to be, people who are immoral are irresponsible. Think about it. You're immoral, you're irresponsible. Because the cost of morality you don't want to pay, you'd just rather be irresponsible because it's easier. It's always easier to be a failure than a success. It's always easier to be a sinner than a saint. It's always easier to be poor than rich, in a way. And I say easier in a way because in the natural we think of it as easier, but if you think of the cost of being poor for 40 years or going somewhere and getting some education and working on something for 10 years, the cost is much higher to be poor. But it's flesh definition easier. Spiritually, it is extremely costly to be a Christian and have to live below your standard of Christianity. very costly to your spirit. Your spirit hurts and it pains and it groans to be surrounded with a healthy body that can carry great anointing. Your spirit hungers for a body that can stay up and pray at night if it's time to pray. Not one that says, oh my gosh, oh, I weigh so much. I put so much weight on myself. I can't stay awake if I wanted to. Oh, I'm so out of shape. And even if you look like you're in shape, you're out of shape. I need to be in better shape, even though I don't look like I'm out of shape. I know I need to be in better shape because I'm not in the shape I was in before. So I had to buffet that flesh and get on a bike and run and do something. Brother Hagin taught us something in school. He said, your body will limit the amount of anointing you can carry. He's like, well, what is that? What does the body have to do with the spirit? Well, the body profits you. You need a body to get around this earth. Now, suppose you don't take care of your body and your body gets sick and worn out, because a lot of people have died because they didn't take care of the body. And yet the anointing was still there. God was still wanting to use them, but their body gave out. And you know, your body is your license in this earth. Without your license, you can't function. That's why spirits are trying to possess somebody, because they can't function. Evil spirits are trying to get a hold of a body so they can have their influence in earth, because they can't have it apart from that. They need a body. God's trying to have his influence in earth. He's not going around just doing things. He needs a body. He needs a yielded life. He needs somebody to be a living sacrifice for him. He needs that. Your body is your license in the earth. It's your license. Without a body, you have no license. That's why Satan doesn't just come do stuff. He has to work through people, because he's got to find bodies that are willing. But all of this comes along with a willing body is one that will decrease in its own desires and say, God, have your way. I mean, it's so hard to let go of the love of the world. And what I mean by the love of the world, a lot of us don't even think we're guilty of the love of the world. When I say love of the world, you think you, some of you are thinking love sin, love fornication. I didn't say the love of sin. I said love of the world. One thing about the love of the world is the love of the world also comes in the definition of I don't see me as a conscious person at all times as an ambassador for Christ. Sometimes I forget. Because a godly person doesn't forget that. It's always before them. And I'm in the boat. Sometimes I may forget. Not as much as I used to, but sometimes I may forget. I'm growing and developing. But some of us may be at the point of our spiritual development where we go all week and don't think about God. Or go all week and don't think we're ambassadors. Or when we say something to people, we forget we're ambassadors. We all been there, so I'm not throwing any rocks. I live in a glass house too. You see what I'm saying? But I know that I'm more cognizant and conscious of the fact that Jesus must increase in me.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete